just in the remaining seconds that I have, ZD6474, the idea being that here's a molecule that has both activities in the same molecule, potentially more convenient, potentially less expensive. But the bottom line is, it's not quite as good an EGF inhibitor as it is a VEGF inhibitor. So that's one of the concerns. Would it be better to have the single drugs and dial them up as you want them, or to have it all in one pill? So basically, this is the trial that Ron Natale presented, a randomized double-blind crossover multicenter study looking at glofitinib versus ZD6474, second or third line non-small cell lung cancer. The primary endpoint was progression-free survival, and there were 167 patients. And the data from this trial did meet its primary endpoint, progression-free survival. The ZD6474 was superior to glofitinib, 11 weeks versus 8.1 weeks. The hazard ratio was 0.69. Response rates were low for both. The ZD6474, 8%, and glofitinib, 1%. Especially unusual in a trial of this drug reported by Ron. Post-crossover, no additional responses. And actually, there was a bit more stability and disease control in the arm that got ZD6474 afterwards. However, the overall survival factors, the glofitinib group actually did better, the group that got the glofitinib first, 7.4 versus 6.1 months. Sort of speaking to the difficulties in doing survival trials in this day and age. Maybe this is real. Maybe it's an artifact of whatever treatment patients got afterwards. About half this trial was done in Eastern European countries. And toxicity-wise, this drug behaves very much like an EGFR inhibitor by itself. No hemoptysis was reported. The trial that John Hamak presented, which was looking at the drug ZD6474 in the second-line setting, this trial basically looked at three arms, either a placebo with docetaxel at 75, ZD6474 at 100 milligrams plus docetaxel at 75, or ZD6474 at 300 milligrams plus docetaxel at 75. And these data were updated at this year's ASCO, but at the 100 milligram dose, the trial met its primary endpoint, which was progression-free survival, 18.7 versus 12.0 weeks. Didn't quite make it, though it was trending in that direction in the arm at 300 milligrams. Why low dose better than high dose? A number of potential explanations. Perhaps this is basically working as a VEGF inhibitor at 100 milligrams, and that's a thought. You saw the IC50 for EGFR was a lot higher. So one possibility is that this is basically an angiogenesis inhibitor plus chemotherapy in the second line setting. When you add the good EGF inhibition, maybe you see an antagonism, as we've seen in other trials. This randomized trial is now ongoing. It's accruing patients already in multiple countries. 1,240 patients getting ZD6474 docetaxel, blinded to placebo versus docetaxel. The endpoint is disease progression, and that's an accepted endpoint for the study, though certainly one would want to see survival going in the right direction as well.